Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. This is Mr. Cantwell speaking. I'm sitting on the bedside table of children all over the world. It's time to go to sleep almost. But before we go to sleep, the children all over the world tell me their stories. Tell me their adventures. Tell me their experiences. Tell me their exciting activities. And Peter told me an exciting activity as I was visiting in his home. He lives up in the wastelands of northern Canada. Very cold and very few trees, but that's where Peter lives. Peter almost is like an Eskimo, but he's not an Eskimo. He's a native Canadian. And as I visited with Peter, he was telling me, you know, Mr. Cantwell, I'm having a problem. And I said, is that right, Peter? What seems to be your problem? He said, well, my problem is that I would like to have my dogs be with me when I want them to be with me. But when the wind is blowing so hard and it's so dark outside, I can't see anything and I can't hear anything, and my dogs can't hear me. They don't know when I want them to come to me, because the dogs are allowed to be free at night outside around the house, and they have their own nest where they snuggle into the snow and sleep. But I'd like them to come to me when I call them. Well, Peter, what do you think you can do about that? Well, Mr. Cantwell, I was wondering, I was sort of hoping this you'd have an answer for me, and that's why I brought the idea up to you. Well, Peter, you're 15 years old. You know about these things. Now, what do you think you should do? Well, Mr. Cantwell, most of the kids are laughing at me because I talk to Mr. Cantwell, and I'm 15, and they say, when will you ever grow up? And I say, because I believe in Mr. Cantwell. Well, Mr. Cantwell says, Peter, you believe in me as long as you like, and I'll always be here for you. When you stop believing in me, then you say goodbye, and I'm not here. But so long as you know that I'm here, so long as you believe in me, I'm here for you. Oh, but you can't. What am I going to do about my dogs? Now, I can't. They don't hear me when I call. They don't hear me when I whistle, because it's just too windy and too loud outside. Well, Peter, you know that your dogs know you. Your dogs like you. Yeah, Mr. Cantwell, they do. My dogs like me. They all like me. And I got some pretty tough dogs, but they're pretty wonderful. So, but Mr. Cantwell, how do I contact them? Well, Peter, you know that you can think your thoughts and the dogs will come around you when you think about them. Yeah, I notice that happens sometimes. But I'd like it a little more definite. I'd like to be able to somehow make a noise and have them hear me and come when I call. Well, Peter, did you ever hear of the secret whistle? Secret whistle? Oh, Mr. Cantwell, what does that mean? Well, a secret whistle means it's a whistle that when you blow it, anybody that you want to hear it, hears it. And only those people, those animals, those circumstances that you want to hear you blow your whistle, hear you blow your whistle. Well, that doesn't sound very, very ordinary. What do you mean by that, Mr. Cantwell? Well, a secret whistle is something that everyone owns. Everybody owns a secret whistle? I didn't even know I had a secret whistle. You do, Peter. You do. Now, the secret whistle is when you think your whistle and you think it for your dogs, instantly your dogs stop doing whatever they're doing, and they come right to you. Really, Mr. Candle? Is that right? That's right, Peter. Why don't you give it a try? I tried so many things that didn't work. Yeah, well, that's because you tried. Now, why don't you expect that it's going to work? Why don't you know that it's going to work? Well, how do I do that? Well, Peter, you know that it's going to work because in you is a feeling that these dogs love you. And these dogs are always listening for when you call them. These dogs are always ready to be with you whenever you are ready to be with them. Well, I'd like to think that, but I go out and stand outside the front door, and they're nowhere to be found. I don't know what to do. Well, Peter, give it a try. Okay, Mr. Candle, if you say it, I'll give it a try right now. So Peter thought, shh, and as he thought the whistle, he thought it very low and very little inside of himself, but he thought the whistle. But he thought the next ingredient. He thought that each of his dogs could hear him. And he thought that each of his dogs not only could hear him, but knew that that whistle meant, come right now to where I am. And as Peter stood in front of the house and the wind was blowing something tremendous, he thought his whistle and he formed his lips to shape the whistle. And just a little noise came out that he could hear, but no further than his own ears. And he stood there, and he said, Mr. Candle, where are my dogs? And Mr. Candle said, you'll see. And in a moment, all six of his dogs came right to the front door where he was. And they looked up at him, wagging their tails, expecting him to say, thank you, boys, I'm glad you came. And Peter did. And Peter said, Mr. Candle, how did you know about that secret whistle? Well, I've seen boys and girls use that secret whistle all over the world. I've seen them call to their friends. I've seen them call to their pets. I've seen them call to me. I've seen them call, oh, call to you, Mr. Candle? I mean, people can call you? Sure. I am wherever you want me to be. If you'd like me to be in your world working with you on something special, I'm right there with you. Because I am wherever you want me to be. I am your Mr. Candle. Mr. Candle for everybody else on earth too, you know, all the kids and all the adults. But everyone doesn't really know that, and not too many people call on me specifically. But Peter, you know that. Okay, Mr. Candle. Thanks a lot for that secret whistle, and if I need anything more, I'll call on you, okay? Okay. Now, Peter, you get your brothers and sisters and tell them it's bedtime now, and Mr. Sandman's going to be walking in that front door in just a minute to drop pixie dust all over you kids, and you're going to fall fast asleep right where you are. And if you're not in bed, you're going to fall fast asleep outside of your bed. You lay on the floor, lay on the couch, sit in a chair. You fall fast asleep. Okay, Mr. Candle, okay, okay. And so Peter said, hey, got kids, come on, time for bed. Peter was the older one, and he was in charge. Come on now, jump in bed, slip under the covers, say, good night, Mom, good night, Dad, I love you. Hugs and kisses. Because Mom and Dad were in town that night, and Peter had to tend the flock alone. And Peter says, I love you, kids. The kid says, I love you, Peter. And so I said, I love you to each of the kids. And I say to each of you, have a wonderful day. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.